Hey, everybody, it's Kyle with a fresh episode of Corner Office for you. Thanks, as always, for listening. Today, we're talking about the place that can be hard to avoid if you've got a summer vacation planned, the airport, which, yes, have CEOs as well. Deborah Flint is the CEO of Los Angeles World Airports, which includes LAX. She got the job in July of 2015, just as LAX was in the middle of an $8.5 billion multi-year upgrade that is still going on. And before you ask, yes, she does experience some of the same travel headaches we all do.
So the last place I went was Washington, D.C. It was about 48 hours ago.
Oh, my gosh.
My flight was delayed coming back into Los Angeles.
Was that an LAX thing or an ATC thing? What was it?
Who knows? There's always a series of events that add up to airline delays and aircraft delays in the system today. But you know what? I had an incredible experience. I was able to get a lot of work done on my flights there and back. It was a smooth experience. It was a safe experience. I mean, it's incredible what we have through the wonder and the freedom of flight. And every time, I'm in awe of it.
So here we go. My conversation with Deborah Flint from the board meeting room at Los Angeles International Airport.
We're expecting you. Won't you have a seat?
Ready to go to work?
Thanks for being here at LAX.
Well, it's weird to be out here and not catching a plane, as I was just saying before we turn the microphones on. How much time actually do you spend at LAX as a customer, as an actual passenger?
Far less time than I'm here, yeah. No doubt. But I do get to have my own unique passenger experiences.
So what do you think of the passenger experience at LAX as a passenger?
I love the opportunities to be out in the terminals, to watch the amazing number of passengers that go through LAX. Yeah. It's the part of the airports that I actually love the most, rather than being here in the conference rooms. But this is where the magic happens for the passenger. LAX is just this iconic, incredible airport. You see, over 200,000 passengers a day come through here. So, people from every walk of life experiencing this airport at one place in time.
When they called you and said, hey, listen, we've got this job, but there are some downsides. It's old. It's crowded. We're in the middle of a gazillion-dollar renovation program. It's going to be a heavy lift. What was your reaction?
Serendipity. I had been always watching LAX and always interested in LAX, and not just because of the TV show back in the day. It's one of these airports that is so fascinating to me because the city of Los Angeles is so fresh, it's so cool, it's so vibrant, it's the entertainment capital. LAX, to me, is the brand that should set the stage for national aviation as well as global aviation. But because of my industry background, it also was clear to me for a long time that LAX needed to be in this transformative era.
We should say here, you came from the Port of Oakland, where you ran the Oakland International Airport.
That's right. The best way to the Bay Area still.
How does one get into the field of, I guess, airport management? Is that what you call it?
That's right. And many people don't realize that there is a field of airport management.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And it's, as an industry, something we're trying to work on is to attract the next generation to realize that there are exciting, incredible careers that you can have in airport management. But similar to many people, I didn't know that there was an airport director, an airport CEO behind the scenes making the whole small city that airports are run every day. And so I literally fell into it, looking for opportunities based on my financial background, and learned about an opportunity at the Port of Oakland, which is this incredible transportation agency, seaports, airports. And because I had traveled somewhat as a young child, I think airports were always a place that were impressionable to me, and I was immediately interested in the business of airports. And I started on the financial aspect of the airport, supporting projects, and immediately became just fascinated with what it took to overlay a runway and the community work that you need to do, as well as the engineering challenges that come along with it. So as an airport leader, every day I get to sit with incredible teams that are doing runway overlays or solving sound insulation issues or security issues. It is the amalgamation of all of these different specialties and studies and practices all right here within the airport industry.
You are the CEO of Los Angeles World Airports, but you're a part of the city of Los Angeles. I mean, the LAX is, right?
It is. The boss, the ultimate boss of the airport, airport is the mayor of Los Angeles. And I'm fortunate because Mayor Garcetti loves the airport. He sees, and we're so simpatico in terms of the vision and the importance of transforming the airport to being what we call the gold standard. And that's the program that we have underway today, is to take LA, which LAX and Van Nuys, mm-hmm. and Van Nuys is one of the largest general aviation airports in the country, has incredible economic impact and serves incredible community. But to take those airports where LAX is right now in the bottom 10th percentile of customer experience ratings and
yeah,
move
say
it
that again,
way
everybody who
up.
Flies at LAX, I mean, we all know that, right?
That's you know it, but what I hear time and time again is how different the experience is already today. And we have much more transformation to go. But today in almost every terminal, you'll find modern, fresh concessions, amenities, new aesthetics. I mean, almost every terminal either has been or is underway with a renovation program.
So I'm a United guy. Spent a lot of time in Terminal 7, and they're rehabbing that, and it's great, and it's nice. You all just did the big Delta move from Terminal 5 to 2.
They switched from the
major
north
airline
to the south.
How much time do you spend on the phone with, say, Ed Bastian at Delta or Oscar Munoz at United?
They are very involved when it comes to making the deals here at the airport. LAX is unique in that many of the large hub airports across the country may have one single dominant air carrier. Mm-hmm. And the CEO there may spend a lot of time with that one single airline CEO. At LAX, we are very differentiated, and it's a very good thing in that we have not one airline that has more than 20% market share.
Wow.
So it may be American, United, Delta, and Southwest CEOs and top leadership that I'm frequently engaging with as a result. That's great for the passengers. Competition is excellent for the industry. It helps keep routes coming and a lot of service. That's why here at LAX we have over 70 different airlines that serve the airport. The fares are competitive as a result of competition. And that's the model that should be in place for airports around the country. One of the reasons why airports are seeking to find new funding mechanisms that allow the airport itself to create for their own local communities a competitive environment that's not necessarily held by just one airline.
So play that out a little bit, right? You're part of the City of Los Angeles government structure. You get fees from airlines. Where else do you get revenue, and how can you grow your revenue to do this big renovation that you're in the middle of for the next 6-8 years?
A happy passenger is a spending passenger. And that's incredibly important to us because we do have both aeronautical revenue, which are the fees generated mm-hmm. by rents, landing charges right. when the aircraft lands, and we get that from the air carriers. But the federal government says to airports, we want you to be self-sustaining, right. meaning whatever money you generate, you need to keep to the airport so you can't take it outside of the airport budget. But we also want you to make as much money as possible so that you can support your operations and your capital development program. So the passenger revenue aspect is really important for us, and that's why the concessions program that we have, our food, retail, all of the experiences all contribute back in some proportion to our funding of the capital development program. On average, we have over $2 million a day of gross revenue that's generated mm-hmm. here by our retail and mm-hmm. concessions program. But over when we look at the big picture of this, airports still have significant funding gaps. For my right. industry, we have identified $100 billion of capital infrastructure needs for not just LAX, but the airports across the country that you see through your travel and your listeners do as well, need improvement. And so a key to that is what we call our passenger facility charge. And this is a user fee. It's only paid by passengers on their ticket. And it's a fee that is governed by the FAA that can only be spent on capital projects, safety, security, competition-enhancing projects, meaning building out new facilities right. to attract new airlines or to expand service. This fee is important to us because it hasn't been updated in 20 years. It's worth half of the buying power. And as an industry, we've been working really hard to try and get that modernized and increased.
I hear you saying when you say modernized and increased is that the passengers are going to be paying more.
Paying more and increase it to what it originally was authorized at. But when paying more in one regard, on your ticket for the PFC goes directly back to your own local airport. It's where you will see the actual results of that fee in improved roadway systems, a better passenger experience, less lines, more space in your hold rooms, chargers, for instance, for you to have when you're waiting for your flights. I mean, these are your local government spending that fee for the betterment of your experience. It's not a profit by a for-profit company. It's a very specific fee, again, very much only governed and used for the airport experience.
Who's your competition, I guess, right? Because it's not like I've got a whole lot of choices if I have to fly from Los Angeles to somewhere. I mean, I could go to, I could go to John Wayne down in Orange County. I could go to Ontario, I suppose. But
you could. And those are real choices. Airports are very competitive. I look at that as there are local choices. We do offer a lot for the passengers to select LAX, but we're also in global competition. What we see today, our aircraft have new ranges of service. So not only are we competing for new routes and for those routes to be successful for the carriers here within the Southern California region, but we're also competing with airports up in Northern California or in the Pacific Northwest or even in the interior of the country, whether that's Chicago or Houston. International flights in particular are so attractive to the local economy. Over $70 million is generated from one international flight in terms of jobs and spending. So smart communities have recognized that airports are the gateway to economic impact and prosperity for their cities and for their regions. So there's a lot of competition to get those international flights to different regions of the country. While we enjoy a tremendous growth rate today, we don't take that for granted. I appreciate the 50,000 plus jobs that are right here at LAX and what that means for our local communities. And we still have more people that we want to see put to good get good jobs and work here because of the airports.
Can we talk for a second about the off-airport part of the modernization program, right? Because you got the terminals and they're getting upgraded, and I understand all that. But getting to and from this place is a nightmare. You ever try to rent a car at LAX? It's not the most pleasant experience in the world. How are you going to help us out, us being passengers, with all that?
We've got you. We're working on it every single day.
I'm ready.
We're working on it every single day. We have what's called our Landside Access Modernization Program. It's a multi-billion dollar investment program that we are pushing forward, and it is indeed happening. And what it is a 2.25-mile elevated automated people mover system that will connect on one bookend to, finally, your single point of car rental, a consolidated rental car facility, what's pretty practical and common at most airports, we have yet to have. To your point, we have over 20 different rental car locations, and many of them are undersized as it is. So by the year 2023, we'll have a single point where the passengers can come in to their rental cars. They will also be able to come in by public transportation, which is a huge step forward for the city and the region, and get on this driverless automated people mover system. They will have three stops, so there will be one more stop that is for a parking garage for employees, possibly for other shuttle operators, and then be quickly moved into the airport area where we'll have three stops that will have pedestrian bridges that connect over to all the terminals.
Mayor Garcetti wants the 2024 Olympic Games here. You say you're going to be done by 2023. You cutting it a little close or no?
We're cutting it close. I'm not going to underestimate or share the level of challenge it is. This is a major program. But this was a program that we had our eyes on even before the Olympic opportunity resurfaced for the city of Los Angeles. Yeah. Your experience, as you said, when you come into the airport today, whether it's Memorial Day weekend or it's just a regular Tuesday in June or February, any time of the day, you're subject to intense traffic. It could be 10 minutes. It could sometimes be 30 or 40 minutes to get into the airport. And that is a consistent state of being. So this is the type of project that we need, irregardless of the Olympics. I'm excited for it to be in place, of course, before the Olympics.
a quick bureaucratic question. So you're the CEO, but you're not out there running ops for Terminal 7, right? I mean, how does you must have some chief operating officer who reports to you, right?
I have an incredible team that works here. I mean, this is I look at it, at, you know, the story of the person, the janitor that was caught doing something right in the middle of the night. You know, I rely on a team of over 3,000 people that work directly for Los Angeles World Airports to provide safety and security. I have traffic officers, law enforcement officers that make sure we're safe and secure every single day, a team that works on customer experience, that works on with our airline stakeholders, air traffic control. There's a very large and diverse management team that is needed to run an airport every day.
So I had a chat with Ed Bastian, the CEO of Delta Airlines, about 4, 5, 6 months ago, and we were talking about the passenger experience. And he got actually pretty frank. And he was like, there's only so much you can do to dress up being stuck in an aluminum tube at 30,000 feet for 4 hours. I imagine that applies here as well, right? There's only so much you can do when you're in company with, you know, 700,000 people a year or whatever the heck it is you guys have.
Perhaps, but I also think the possibilities are endless. Airports used to be a transportation facility. You just provided a hold room and you got them through the security line as quickly as possible, and that was it. I mean, today the amenities are incredible. We sold one of the most expensive things that we sold here at LAX was a $32,000 bottle of Macallan whiskey.
Wow.
So, I mean, you can find unique experiences at the airport. We're doing interesting things like having a pop-up store. It is a Monse Piaggio truck that's going to be featuring local high-end jewelry. So, you know, we're creating and cultivating an experience at the airport that is one that you won't be able to find at any other airport, and bringing some of those unique features that are LA right here into LAX.
When you fly, whether for business or personal travel, first of all, is it possible for you to fly without keeping an eye on, oh, they do this here and they do that here? I mean, can you ever be unjaundiced?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. So with that in mind.
And airport directors are fiercely competitive.
Right.
We're very supportive of each other, but we're also competitive and we're always looking to see who's doing what, where, and how.
So who's doing it right out there? I mean, if you take LAX out of the mix, right, it's that you can't pick your own favorite child, right? But who do you like out there in the business of running an airport?
Like within the United States, I do admire SFO. I've watched them curate and cultivate their program over the years, not just the experience that they've provided, but the values behind how they approach the program, and I'm definitely a fan. No doubt, however, that the international airports have had different abilities to build and develop greenfield sites that understand the magnitude of aviation travel today, so they've been able to build large facilities that better accommodate the number of passengers, and they've built in what we are doing, which is really augmenting the passenger experience, particularly focused on retail.
Is there there has to be a finite limit for what you can handle here, right? I mean, you've only got 4 runways. You're only going to have 7 or 8 terminals, right? Just because it's a, 80, 90-year-old location.
What's incredible is the efficiency that this industry continues to gain and to figure out. So we continue to see aircraft size growing and going from smaller aircraft to larger aircraft. That's why this year for this Memorial Day weekend, we are 5% busier than we were last Memorial Day weekend. That's why last year we were the 7th largest airport in the world. This year we're the 4th largest airport in the world. It couldn't have been envisioned that within a 10-year time frame, we would grow 20 million passengers. That's the size of some medium hub airports, many medium hub airports across this country. So, you know, this is a market that is in demand because of all of the strength that we have here in the city of Los Angeles and the region. And we we continue to see air carriers and airlines want to be here. Passengers want to be here. Unlike some of the other larger airports than us in the country, Atlanta specifically, we are the largest origin and destination airport. Right. That means people want to come here, not just travel and transit through. They have business, they have family, they have investment, they have fun that they all want to experience with here in the region. So they're getting off the plane here, and they're spending the money. They're spending the time and really enjoying what LA has to offer.
How much of your brain space is taken up with security and safety and global issues of terrorism?
It's the foundation for everything that we do. In this room where we are, this is our board meeting room. And every single board meeting that I have with our commissioners, we have a security briefing session. It is a reality that aviation is under threat, is a security target, that LAX in particular is one of the largest threatened airports mm-hmm. west of the Mississippi. And we have had experiences here where things have happened that have affected this airport and affected lives. And we take that very, very seriously. This is why we have one of the largest airport, we have the largest airport police force here at LAX at any other airport in the country. And that's by far.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
And that's it for the Corner Office podcast this week. Thanks for listening. It'd be great if you could leave us a review or rate us on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe if you like. Recommend us to a friend looking for a new thing to listen to, you know, if you wanted to. By the way, I mentioned that interview I did with Ed Bastian, the CEO of Delta. That was also on a Corner Office interview, so you can listen back to that on this very podcast feed. Corner Office is produced by Bridget Bonner. Marketplace is produced by Nancy Fargali. Sitar Nieves is the executive producer. Deborah Clark is the senior vice president and general manager. I'm Kai Rizdal. We'll see you next time.